With less than an hour before launch, India delayed its second mission to the moon on Monday. The country's space agency says liftoff was canceled over what it calls a technical snag. The India Space Research Organization says a new launch date would be announced soon. The unmanned mission Chandrayaan-2 aims to be the first to land on the moon's south pole and deploy a lunar rover.
Police and protesters in Hong Kong clashed yet again on Sunday in the town of Sha Tin, which lies close to China. Tens of thousands of people rallied against the government's handling of an extradition bill, which has fueled fears of China trying to erode freedoms in the former British colony. Millions have taken to the streets over the past month in uproar over a bill, which would have allowed suspects in Hong Kong to be tried in court on the Chinese mainland.
Tropical Storm Barry continued to pound Louisiana on Sunday, threatening tornadoes and dumping more than a foot of rain in some parts of the state, where officials were still warning of life-threatening flooding. The U.S. Coast Guard rescued at least 11 people on Saturday after the storm made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane. Barry has since weakened to a tropical storm, but was still creeping north through western Louisiana.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the program. Today is Monday. It's July 15th, and it's 5:10 in the morning. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of The Opening Bell. Here we go, getting another business week and another business day underway. And there's lots going on in the world, and we're going to try to get to as much as much of it as possible during this hour. A lot of it affecting your business world as well, and your pocketbook. So we'll hit some of those, including the numbers coming up here momentarily. On the program today, of course, if you've been anywhere near Amazon over the last couple of hours, you know Amazon Prime Day is underway. It began a little bit earlier this morning, and the sales are many, but do you have a strategy to find what you need and get the best deals? This morning, Ben Fruman is here, the editor-in-chief of Wirecutter.com, and they've done a little bit of the work for you in terms of telling you when and how to get some of the best deals from Amazon Prime Day, which really is Amazon Prime Days. We'll get to Ben here first off this morning in just a few minutes. A little bit later in the program, Matthew Kurtzman will be here, the CEO of Back to School Illinois. Back to School Illinois is a Chicago-based nonprofit that provides kids with, especially low-income kids, with free school supplies to help them succeed in the classroom. We'll be talking to Matthew about an effort underway where they want to provide some free school supplies for a year for a school. So that'll be at about 5:38 this morning. Of course, the latest news, weather, sports, and traffic as we continue through the hour as well here on The Opening Bell. But first, let's begin on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk. The opening bell rings this morning after a banner week on Wall Street that saw stocks finish off their all-time highs. Fed Chief Jerome Powell raised investor confidence by signaling a rate cut is coming later this month. That played a role in the Dow gaining nearly 244 points on Friday. The S&P also up about 14 points, the NASDAQ up about 48. This morning, futures are pointing toward opening gains when the bell rings on Wall Street. Futures up on the Dow, nearly 28 points, nearly a quarter of a percent this morning, fractionally higher on the S&P and the NASDAQ. In Asia, in Japan, the markets are closed for a holiday, but in Hong Kong, up nearly a quarter of a percent. In China, up nearly a half a percent. And in Europe this morning, a mixed bag. In London, a little bit lower. In Germany, a little bit higher, just fractionally. And in France, off nearly a quarter of a percent. And as we look at the numbers on oil, crude oil in the U.S. at $60.35 a barrel, which is up about 14 cents. In the news this morning from China, the world's second largest economy slowing down. China's gross domestic product rose 6.2% in the April to June fiscal quarter, its lowest domestic output since the early 1990s. The total was less than the country experienced in the first quarter, 6.4%. The slowdown adds pressure to lawmakers to defuse financial risk domestically while attempting to negotiate with the United States internationally on the trade situation. American Airlines and United Airlines both extending the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX jets. American says it's taking the plane out of schedule, off its schedule, through November 2nd and canceling flights. United says it's canceling flights until November 3rd. The Boeing 737 MAX have been grounded since two crashes that happened within about 5 months of each other that killed nearly 300 passengers and crew. American has 24 MAX jets in its fleet. United has 14. According to American, the move will cancel about 115 flights per day, while United expects about 95 flight cancellations. Southwest Airlines has 34 MAX jets in its fleet and has removed the plane from service through October 1st. There is some concern that the MAX may not be flying again until perhaps the beginning of next year. Let's begin this morning with the Prime Day, Amazon Prime Day, expanding to 48 hours this year. How long will the really good deals last? Let's bring in Wirecutter.com editor Ben Fruman, who's going to share his strategy for finding some of the best bargains this morning. Ben, good morning. Welcome to the opening bell.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
It is Prime Day, or should I say Prime Days, getting underway.
Yeah, it is Prime Days, plural. The event this year is 48 hours. That's up from 36 last year, 30 the year before. Heck, within a couple of years, this is going to be Prime Week.
Yeah, so give us a sense of what kinds of, first of all, why is it now 2 days, and does that mean double the deals?
It certainly means more deals, and, you know, the why is this is big business for Amazon and other retailers. They've had tremendous success with Prime Day since creating this retail holiday really out of whole cloth 4 years ago. Last year, Amazon discounted more than 1 million products on Prime Day. They shipped more than 100 million products. Analysts estimate that they raked in some $4 billion. And heck, when you're doing that well, it's hard to blame them for continuing to expand. And there's a demand for it. People love deals, and they've come to love Prime Day.
Yeah, and it's sort of becoming a tradition now. I know in China, the Alibaba does Singles Day, and this sort of reminds me of that. Is that what Amazon is going for, to create an event similar to that?
Yeah, I think that certainly would have served as inspiration for them. I mean, they really want a sort of Black Friday in July that they can own, a sort of, you know, imagineered event to drive revenue. And again, it's been very successful. People do have an appetite for this stuff. And, you know, I expect Amazon to continue growing it, particularly with this year's looking like a great success.
So, Ben, Prime Days, or Prime Days, whatever we want to call it, began a few hours ago. Give us a sense of what the biggest product categories are with the largest discount.
Yeah, so, you know, it's always a rolling thing. As Prime Day stretches, you know, from the beginning to its end, there will be new deals on new categories. But there are certain lessons we know from years past. So one is Amazon loves to promote and discount its own Amazon-branded products. That can be Kindle e-readers, Echo smart speakers, Fire TV sticks. We've also seen great deals in years past on kitchen appliances. So that might be Instant Pots, sous vide machines, coffee machines, etc. Other small appliances are also often big sellers and big deals on Prime Day. So robot vacuums, you can typically get great deals on robot vacuums on Prime Day. What you won't see is tremendous deals on the latest and greatest in consumer electronics. So for instance, if there is a new 4K TV that was released 3 weeks ago, I don't expect that you will see a great deal on it this Prime Day.
You bring up a good point about the branded items. The speakers are big among folks. I know at the holidays they went pretty quickly as well. Give us a sense of how big of discounts we might see on, let's say, the Echo speakers or the Kindle readers.
Yeah, I mean, I think we could see discounts of up to 50% and maybe more for specific Lightning deals. I mean, I will tell you, I have an Echo Dot in my kitchen. This is the sort of stripped-down Alexa-enabled smart speaker. I've purchased Echo Dots for my brother, my parents, my in-laws, and we typically pay $50 for them. I think on Prime Day, you could see prices as low as $25, $30, and maybe even cheaper for certain Lightning and Flash deals.
You know, around Black Friday, the most successful people on Black Friday have a strategy that they've mapped out in advance, so they know sort of they follow a plan. Is that a good idea here, and what would you suggest in terms of a plan?
Absolutely. You've got to plan ahead, because if you just dive into Prime Day and there's a million discounts, people are just going to feel lost, overwhelmed, anxious. You may end up buying something that you didn't really want or need, and so instead of saving money on something you want, you're spending money on something you don't really need. So one, we advise people, know what you want and what you need before Prime Day begins. So look, we're just kicking off this morning, take a moment and ask yourself, what do you really want to need? Whether it's one thing or 20 things, have a list and focus on those products. Know what a great deal looks like, too. What does this normally cost? What do you feel like is a great deal worth your money? And then you want to rely on the experts. So at Wirecutter, which is a product recommendation site owned by the New York Times, we have a team of almost 100 expert journalists and bargain hounds scouring all these deals and assessing what's a great deal on a great product and what's just a mediocre deal on a mediocre product. Because discerning shoppers, you really want to focus on great deals on the stuff you really want and need.
So when some of these deals go up, they may only be up for a couple of hours and then go away. Is there a possibility that they could come back later in the day or perhaps even tomorrow?
Yeah, all these things are possible. So there are some deals that are just traditional all-day deals. They're up all day. There are other deals that are what Amazon calls lightning deals that are limited-time offers where it might be up for hours or maybe in some cases only a matter of minutes because they just have a limited amount of supply that they're offering a product at that particular price. But it is not crazy to see lightning deals on the same product multiple times throughout Prime Day. So yes, these things can come back. There can be other opportunities. But we advise, look, if this is a product that you know you wanted, that you've been eyeing, it's Wirecutter vetted, and there's a great deal on it, snap it up, because you can't count on the fact that it'll be there 6 hours later.
Part of the strategy, too, might involve using the Amazon app. Give us your thoughts on that, because you can set a product alert, right, and have it alert you when that product comes up for sale.
Absolutely. So all of Amazon's sort of products and distribution channels, whether it's the Amazon app, whether it's smart speakers, whether it's Amazon's browser extension, there are ways for you to proactively track a product. So you might say, I really want an Echo Dot smart speaker. You can click in Amazon's app to watch for deals on this product and then allow Amazon to send you an alert or a push notification if there is a great deal. So you can plan ahead that way and set things up so that Amazon will tell you when there is a great deal on a specific product that you're interested in.
This year, it's a little bit more expensive to be a Prime member. You have to be a Prime member to take advantage of some of these deals, don't you?
You do, but I have a loophole for your listeners here. So you do have to be an Amazon Prime subscriber to shop on Prime Day. It's worth saying, however, that there are 100 million Prime subscribers in the United States. It's really an extraordinary number. But if you're not one of these 100 million people and you still want to shop on Prime Day, you can do it without forking over the $120 fee to be a Prime subscriber. So what you do, sign up for Prime, and you have a 30-day sort of risk-free trial. So you'll sign up, you'll shop on Prime Day, set a calendar alert for yourself for, say, July 25th. When July 25th comes around or whatever date you set, you can assess, like, do I want to be a Prime member all year, or am I done with this? And if you're done, just cancel your Prime membership. You won't have to pay the $120, and you will have had the benefit of being able to shop on Prime Day.
Ben, remind us again what the benefits of being a Prime member are, in case you want to keep that the year-round. It's more than just being able to take part in the sale today and tomorrow. There are also quite a number of other benefits of being a Prime member, aren't there?
There are, and look, I'll tell you, I've been a Prime subscriber for almost a decade now, and it is more than worth the money for the way that I shop and what I use Amazon for. So we buy almost everything on Amazon. We get Whole Foods groceries delivered through Prime, but you get free two-day shipping. It is often one-day shipping, and sometimes it's just a couple hours. Through Prime, like, I can order groceries online at Whole Foods, and they're at my house within 2 hours. There's also Amazon Music, which is a really actually excellent service that a lot of people don't know about. There's Prime TV, which has some great shows. There are a number of benefits to it. Now, it isn't for everybody. Like, you really have to be a pretty heavy Amazon user to make the most of that $120. But if you shop at Amazon, you shop on Whole Foods, you're looking for a music streaming service, you like streaming TV, to my mind, it's a pretty great value.
You and your colleagues at Wirecutter.com have been getting ready for today for a while, but your work isn't really over today, is it? I mean, while Prime Day is underway today and tomorrow, you're still going to be doing work and posting items about what's for sale.
Yeah, we're working like dogs. So, like, we have this expert team of almost 100 journalists who are scouring the internet looking for the best deals on the best stuff. And we only share great deals on great products that we have tested and that we say, this is the best or one of the best products in this category. So Amazon puts out more than a million deals, and more than 99% of them we reject as not being good enough for our readers. It's a very small number of deals that we that pass our test of being a truly great deal on a truly great product. So if you only want the best deals on the best stuff, Wirecutter is your friend.
Yeah, and it not only checking the website, but if you're not following on the Twitter account, that's probably something people should do as well.
That's right. So you can follow along at wirecutter.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Wirecutter Deals. You can sign up for our daily deals newsletter where we'll put the best deals in your inbox. But come visit us at wirecutter.com, and there are a number of ways to follow us from there.
You know, I know the glory goes to Amazon today and tomorrow. This is their big couple of days, but I have to imagine the folks over at Walmart and Target are watching very closely. And people who like to compete against, put stores in competition against each other might also be looking. Is there a way that we might be able to match a deal at one of those other stores if we find it at Amazon?
Absolutely. So all of these other retailers, as you say, Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Kohl's, they are not just sitting idly by and letting Amazon exclusively own the Black Friday of July, right? Like, they want in on the action too. So all of these retailers are participating. They are offering deep discounts on plenty of products themselves. Now, there aren't specific matching guidelines where, like, if you see a great deal on an Instant Pot at Amazon, you can necessarily get the same deal matched at Target. But we encourage our readers to truly shop around. And at Wirecutter, we're trying to do that work for you, where, like, we're not just looking for the best deal on great stuff at Amazon. We're looking for the best deal on great stuff everywhere on the internet and doing that work for shoppers.
I have to imagine that people at Walmart or Target are thinking about their own version of perhaps a Prime Day. I'm surprised we haven't seen that yet. Do you know of anything that might be in the works?
You know, it wouldn't surprise me if in boardrooms across the country, they're working on stuff like this. For now, they're sort of just piggybacking on the momentum that Amazon has created with Prime Day. But, like, will there be a future Target Day or Walmart week? It wouldn't shock me, no.
All right, Ben, thank you for being on with us. We appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure.
Ben Fruman is the editor-in-chief at Wirecutter.com. Make sure you follow the Wirecutter Deals Twitter account, where a lot of this stuff is popping up as it becomes available on Amazon, at Wirecutter Deals. And then head over, of course, to the website, the main website. You can find it either at wirecutter.com or thewirecutter.com. Ben Fruman, again, the executive editor-in-chief at wirecutter.com, owned by the New York Times.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Monday edition of The Opening Bell. Sure, it's summer break, but it really is never too early to start thinking about back to school, especially if you'd like to win school supplies for your entire school for a year. Joining us this morning is Matthew Kurtzman, the CEO of Back to School Illinois, an organization that's helping kids get school supplies and is launching this contest for school supplies for an entire school year. Matthew, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve. It's great to be here.
I'm glad to have you on. Talk to us a little bit first about Back to School Illinois.
Back to School Illinois is a nonprofit. We do two things. We provide college scholarships to high school seniors. And then, of course, our main initiative is providing school supplies to kids from low-income families.
This is a big deal. I know in my family, the list just recently came home for two girls, twins, for a list of things for the upcoming school year. That's when all the kids are getting these lists of just amazing number of things they need for school. This can be a big burden, can it?
Yes, it can. In fact, schools are generally asking kids more and more to bring larger and larger, longer lists of supplies as schools have had their budgets cut. So kids are often asked to bring in rolls of toilet paper and reams of 8.5 by 11 paper, all sorts of different things aside from their own school supplies that they'll use.
So talk to us a little bit about how Back to School Illinois helps out. I know you have a number of events through the year and you're always working, but talk to us a little bit about how the process works.
Yeah, actually, we are a year-round organization. Most people think back to school only operates during that traditional window, you know, between like July and September. But actually, we are distributing supplies and working with organizations and schools year-round. We have a Build-A-Kit program where companies can actually buy school supplies through us in bulk, and then they we'll assemble them and give them out to these various organizations. The contest that we're doing right now, which is our annual Win School Supplies for an Entire School contest, we run every year at this time, and anybody can nominate a Chicago school. This is a one contest that's limited to the Chicago area, but anybody can nominate a school on our website, www.b2si.org. People can go download the application. They nominate a school, and then we will pick two of them, and then we surprise the kids the first week of classes, and every single kid in those two schools will get one of our back-to-school kits.
The cost of this, back to the burden part of this, talk to us about some of the statistics. I was looking on your website about the numbers involved here and how much families spend per child, how many kids potentially in the state are low income that need this help. It's a pretty sizable number. Both of these are.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The average family will spend about $125 per child on school supplies. And obviously that goes up substantially if you're talking about computers and things of those nature. Another interesting statistic is the teachers spend about $500 a year out of their own pockets, often for kids who come into class whose families can't afford school supplies. The teachers are reaching into their own pockets and buying these supplies. The need in Illinois and nationally is tremendous. Here in Illinois alone, there's 1.2 million kids every year that live in low-income households. These are families that are struggling about whether to pay the rent, the mortgage, or whether or not they can afford school supplies. And you can imagine there's a huge self-esteem component to what we do. If you can imagine what it's like for a kid who goes to school and doesn't have supplies, and then what do they do and how does it make them feel? Do they ask the teacher for help? Do they ask one of their classmates? It can be very embarrassing and certainly not the way to get a kid launched on a successful year.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on that. The teacher part of this, too, is one that I know a couple of teachers myself, and you mentioned the toilet paper thing. Not only toilet paper, but oftentimes food for kids, whether it be, you know, power bars or granola bars, because so many kids come to school hungry, so the teachers have a huge burden.
Yeah, unfortunately, while the stock market has done really well for a lot of people, there's still a tremendous amount of families here and, again, across the country. And, in fact, last year we launched Back to School America, so we're actually now starting to do programs outside the state of Illinois to help because there's struggling families everywhere.
Matthew, you talked a little bit earlier about that the team building, the Build-A-Kit, and this kind of fits in with the economy part of this. Corporations, companies that do have extra money these days, whether it be because of the tax cut bill or whatever, this seems like not only a good way to help out a community, but a team building for their employees.
Yeah, absolutely. Our Build-A-Kit program has been a huge driver for us. And in fact, last year represented about 25% of the over 35,000 kits that we distributed. Companies love this in part because, especially for young people, millennials in particular, they don't just want to write checks. They don't just want to donate. They actually want to know where their money is going. They want to be involved in that process. And so our Build-A-Kit program allows them to actually assemble the kits. We deliver all the supplies to office or warehouse or wherever it is they want to do. We often partner them up with one of our distribution partners like YMCAs. And then they have done some fabulous things. We've had people that have done this for Bring a Child to Work Day. We've had this a part of day-long seminars and events that companies are having. It's really a great way for employees to get together to do something that means something, and they see the impact. They have a great time doing it.
Matthew, you talked about expanding this across the country, Back to School America. Give us a sense of how that expansion is going to go, and what would you like to see happen?
Well, at this point, the program is really developing organically. We have people that are contacting us. Some of our business partners here in Illinois have offices in other states. We have relationships with other organizations. We were in New York City in May and did a project out there. The kits went to the Coalition for the Homeless. We've done projects in Phoenix, in Austin, Milwaukee, a bunch of other cities. But as I said, the need is tremendous in places like Texas, where we've been a couple of times. 50% of the households are low income. I mean, the numbers are just staggering.
Yeah, and it goes back to that economy question. And it seems, you know, whenever we hear the economy is doing great, we come to find, looking deep down in it, issues like this that just are just surprising to me.
Yeah, and actually, just a couple of days ago, there was a report that came out about military families and how so many of them are struggling. And they have an added burden, which is, you know, deployment and moving from base to base, kids being pulled out of one school. So they have additional challenges. We have a wonderful partnership with Operation Homefront. And in fact, this summer, as we have in past summers, we'll be going to military bases across the state and distributing our back-to-school kits.
Well, Matthew, again, how can we not only sign up for the contest, but how can we perhaps donate money or donate our time?
Sure. We actually have a big event coming up on August 8th. Which is our largest event of the year. We're going to be pushing through about 11,000 back-to-school kits that day. We've got about 400 kids coming in, and that's at the Broadway Park Armory. All the information, whether it's on that big distribution event, whether they are interested in doing our Build-A-Kit program, or whether or not they just want to make a donation, they can all do that at be2si.org.
Well, Matthew, we appreciate you being with us this morning, and all the best to everyone at Back to School Illinois.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Matthew Kurtzman, CEO of Back to School Illinois. Again, the website is b2si.org. All the information, as Matthew said, is there. There's even a donate button up in the upper right-hand corner of the website in case you want to donate money. And, of course, there's you can also donate your time as well. All of the information, again, at b2si.org.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, futures are pointing toward opening gains on Wall Street a little bit later this morning. Dow, NASDAQ, S&P futures all fractionally higher this morning. Markets around the globe generally in the green this morning as well as the markets get going for another business week. Let's get the latest on agriculture and commodities now. Good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve. A quick flying trip in Air Orion to Viroqua, Wisconsin over the weekend and an interesting view from 4,500 feet in the air. In Illinois, we saw a lot of dead spots in cornfields because of flooding. But when we crossed the state line into Wisconsin, the number of fields that had ponding and showing results of that ponding diminished greatly. So we continue to watch weather that, of course, the heat wave fueled crop concerns, and corn futures topped a three-week high on Friday. Livestock futures, the lean hog contract, recorded its biggest one-week climb since April. So a quick look at those closing prices Friday. The September wheat contract up 1 3/4. September corn up 10 3/4. November soybeans ended up 14 1/4 cents. And livestock futures, Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the lean hog contract ended up $1.65 a hundredweight. October cattle up 65 cents, and August feeder cattle down 90 cents a hundredweight. A reminder that the Illinois Farm Bureau will continue hosting a series of meetings here in July and in August to discuss the impacts of the planned closures on the Illinois waterway system next year. There will be construction to repair locks on the Illinois River. Most of the construction will be done between July 1st and October 31st of next year, and the meetings this week will include the Marshall Putnam County Farm Bureau in Henry, Illinois, and also the Cass County Farm Bureau in Meredosia, Illinois. Have a great day. I'm Orion Samuelson.
Thanks, Orion. You as well. A couple of more stories before we leave you this morning. Talks open this week on a new four-year contract between Detroit automakers and the United Auto Workers Union. Auto sales are starting to slow, as well as profits. Healthcare costs are rising, and a labor cost gap has widened with workers at foreign-owned assembly plants in the South. But Ford, General Motors, and Fiat Chrysler are still making good money, and the union wants a bigger piece of that. Plus, General Motors wants to close four U.S. factories, with the union promising a fight. The Illinois Gaming Board has selected a consulting firm to conduct a feasibility study for a casino in Chicago. The Gaming Board announced last week that it has selected Union Gaming Analytics of Las Vegas. The study is required by the gambling expansion law that the governor signed into law last month. It's to generate revenue for a $45 billion capital improvement plan. Gaming Board spokesman says the contract will not exceed $100,000. Union Gaming will present its study regarding the feasibility and ability to finance a casino in Chicago to the governor and Chicago Mayor Lightfoot in August. Chicago is paying for the study. The WGN Associated Bank Market Desk outlook now for Monday, July the 15th. In addition to China quarter two GDP, which has showed considerable slowing in China, Prime Day begins. Also, we're going to get earnings from Citi as earnings season starts to kick off slowly this week. The Empire State Manufacturing Survey is out. Fed Speaker John Williams on monetary policy today. So a couple of things that could move the markets on this Monday, July the 15th.